Okay, Paul, this difficult run of results continues. Bray were clinical tonight and probably showed just why they've enjoyed such a good start to the season.
Yeah, probably there are a few things in the game. You know, at the minute, you know, as I said already, like we played Bowes, we played Cork and that, and every wee mistake we're making at the minute, we're getting punished. Like we've played well and those three matches, even the night, I thought at times we played really well and, you know, we look like we're getting back in the match, we give away and another one mistake, bang, you're 2-0 down. Second half, we come out with 60-70% of the possession and we had a couple of half chances. One run through, bang, 3-0 down.
Yeah, it must have been difficult going in at half-time 2-0 down because I thought you played pretty well in the first half.
Yeah, it was hard to take, you know. Just as I said, like, you look back at the Bowes match, like the two goals against Bowes, like, we completely dominated the match down there. We didn't get anything out of it. We didn't take our chances when we got them. And every wee mistake at the minute, you know, we seem to be getting punished for it and we can't get the first goal. If we get the first goal, you know, it makes a difference. But at the minute, we've had a lot of bodies out and we're flogging a few players just coming back from injury that aren't sharp, and we're just throwing them in at the minute because we don't have anything else at the moment.
Yeah, well, what is the story on that front, Paul? Any sign of anybody coming back soon? Well, Danny Morrissey came off the bench tonight. That was good to see.
Yeah, but sure, it's going to take Danny a few weeks to get up to speed again. You know, Danny was playing really well before he got injured. Johnny Bonner isn't far away either. But, you know, it's going to take him a few weeks to get back up to speed again. You know, Packy, you know, it's going to take him a few weeks to get up to speed again there as well, you know.
Yeah, well, listen, goals are a problem as well, Paul. Haven't scored any in the last four games. Four defeats in the trot and no goals scored in any of those games. That is a concern.
Yeah, but if we weren't creating them, that would worry me. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, we were in a bad run last year, like, and, you know, at that particular time, I was going, I don't know where the next goal's coming out of, because we weren't creating anything. But in fairness, at the minute, like, you know, if we get a wee break there in the first half at all, like, you could have went on 2 each at half time.
Yeah.
You know, we've had the chances in that, you know, but, you know, we're just not taking it at the minute, but that'll come.
And in contrast, Bray didn't really create all that much, but we mentioned that word clinical. They were clinical tonight.
Yeah, I mean, two great strikes, the first two goals. Like, I mean, the third one, we were pushing on. We're looking to try and get back in the game, you know. And we are always going to leave yourself a bit short at the back. But, you know, the first two goals were two great finishes, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, listen, at the end of the night and the results elsewhere, Harps all of a sudden find themselves bottom of the table, Paul. And Ollie has always said that the Harps are going to be in a real battle this season to survive. And it's pretty close down there in terms of the gathering of clubs. But Harps really need to start finding points from somewhere.
Yeah, well, I mean, you need to get players back first. You need to get a wee bit of confidence back again as well. Like, we were playing really well earlier on, but I don't think we're playing particularly bad at the minute, you know. But we just seem to be shipping goals, you know. As I said, every wee mistake that we make at the minute, you know, the opposition's scoring, you know.
Yeah, and next week's game, every game is big, every game's important, but playing against Galway away from home, it'd be nice to go up there and not get beat.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll approach that the same way as we approached the Bray game tonight, where, like, we felt that we could win the match against Bray tonight, you know, and I didn't see anything there tonight to suggest that we couldn't, you know, if we'd have got a wee break here and there, you know, but, you know, that's the way it's going for us at the minute.
Yeah.
And every team will get a wee spell like that where things aren't going right for you, and especially when you're down the bottom, as you know yourself, sometimes things don't go well for you, but you have to get up and get on, man.
Yeah, well, listen, can I ask you before we finish up, away from the football, the club paid tribute tonight to Eunan Busty Blake, a great man, a wonderful servant to football here in Donegal, and a man with strong connections with Harps.
Yeah, I mean, like, his son was here for a while and that too, Tony, and that, and, you know, Busty was a great, great football man, you know. He was at Derry, he was at Harps and that, and he was at Sligo. I think he was at Athlone a while too, you know. He was a very well-respected man throughout, you know, football in Ireland, you know, and a lot of people would have knew him, you know, over the years and that. And to be fair, it was just a proper football man.
Yeah, nice tribute from the club and a minute's applause, the nice, right way to celebrate his memory.
Yeah, of course it is, you know. I mean, it is good to celebrate people that have, you know, done an awful lot for football in the county and that, you know. You know, that's the proper way to do things, you know, and to be fair to the club, they've done it properly this time.